Haines Guide is recovering in Seattle after a 35-foot fall at Chilkoot Lake. And DEC meets with Skagway and White Pass officials about ore terminal cleanup. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. A first-year guide was rescued after falling 35 feet from a Chilkoot Lake waterfall during her day off on Saturday. She was medevaced to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle, where she remains. The extent of her injuries is unknown. A spokesperson from Harborview said the guide's condition is satisfactory or stable. As of Wednesday afternoon, she was in recovery after surgery. On Saturday, the guide, who is new to Haines, was enjoying some downtime at Chilkoot Lake. She and friends made their way via kayak to a waterfall and climbed up the rock face to the top. Eli Fearer is the general manager of Alaska Mountain Guides, the company the guide works for. He says he got the call that she had fallen just after 3 p.m.
They scrambled up one of the second creek. It's about a mile up the lake on the east side of the lake. There's a waterfall that's about 300 yards from the lake and about 600 or 700 vertical feet above the lake. Like they were scrambling up above the waterfall, and she slipped at the top of the waterfall and fell down about 35 feet.
A fellow guide that was with her climbed down and kayaked to access a radio and then called Fearer.
He told me that one of our first-year guides had fallen and injured her hip. I didn't have all the details, the exact location, right away. And so with enough information that it was across the lake, I called 911 and initiated EMS.
Emergency medical services and Alaska State Parks responded to the call. Neither the Haynesboro Police Department nor the Alaska State Troopers were on hand. Chilkoot Lake Tours helped shuttle emergency personnel and rescuers to the scene.
It was a little bit further up the drainage than we initially had expected from the initial communication. My first thought was like, how do we get this person out of here? And so I was looking around and realized that based on my experience in working with helicopters, I felt confident that there was a place that we could get a helicopter to touch down and get the patient out of there.
Temsco Helicopters out of Skagway was put on standby and the group cleared brush for a makeshift helipad near the site. Fear says there were more than 15 people there helping.
You know, and we're kind of moving over steep stream, rocky terrain. So it's kind of hand over hand, moving slowly. It was about 50 yards from where she was to the helicopter landing area.
The guide was taken by helicopter to the airport and then by ambulance to the Haines Health Center. There, they determined that her injuries would need to be taken care of in Seattle. Family members were notified from the Haines Clinic and are there with her now at Harborview. Fearer says he's proud of the AMG crew and grateful to all the support from various agencies and companies during the unfortunate incident.
I was really proud of our team and how everybody, you know, did with the patient care and the support and the response. Travis Russell of State Parks was there. It was a huge help. Chilkoot Lake Tours and the boat transfers. And Temsco was invaluable. And big thanks to the Haines Volunteer Fire Department. You know, their professionalism, patient care, and communication was top-notch.
AMG asked that KHNS respect the guide's privacy by not publishing her name. Representatives from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation were in Skagway on Monday to meet separately with borough and White Pass officials. The meeting was focused on the ore terminal. A planned cleanup of legacy contamination in the ore basin is in limbo following voters' rejection of a tidelands lease last fall. Skagway officials are also seeking answers from DEC about what some see as a changing story over recent events at the ore terminal. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
DEC oversees contaminated sites in the state, including the Skagway Ore Terminal. The facility is owned by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA. It's run by a company called Mineral Services. In April of 2015, a DEC inspector cited Mineral Services with a notice of violation and a notice of contamination for unpermitted water discharges. But later, the agency rescinded the notice of contamination. A DEC official told KHNS it was a mistake. The notice of violation was closed out in the following months. Some Skagway officials questioned DEC's reversal on the notice of contamination. DEC Environmental Program Manager John Halverson says that's something he discussed with Mayor Mark Schaefer and Borough Attorney Bob Blasco during Monday's meeting.
I understand that concern. We did talk about that. And obviously DEC wouldn't want to see recontamination of an area or ongoing contamination either. So the water that was observed coming out of the hoses there was potable water, it's clean water. And so I think that the city's much more comfortable with the situation, and it's unfortunate there was some confusion over it.
Halverson says previous statements from DEC that stormwater, gray water, and equipment wash water were being disposed of without a permit was outdated. He says there was no violation or contamination. Mayor Schaefer did not respond to requests for comment by deadline for this story. The discharges at the ore terminal weren't the only concern for municipal officials. In February, DEC sent out a letter notifying stakeholders that they were formalizing institutional controls at the ore terminal. Institutional controls are conditions the state puts in place after a site goes through some cleanup, but contaminants still remain. They were implemented around the 1989 Uplands cleanup at the ore terminal, but DEC says they were never formalized. Again, here's Halverson.
The whole concept is just to make sure that the property's managed in a way that doesn't result in contaminants being spread or moved around or people being exposed to contaminants. So it's really just formalizing what was agreed to and making sure that people are aware of it today.
Halverson says the initiative to formalize controls is something DEC is doing across all contaminated sites, not just this one. But Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn found the timing of the letter questionable enough that he sent Freedom of Information Act requests to both DEC and ADA. The requests ask for communication related to the ore terminal. The state agencies responded to the requests, saying they would cost thousands of dollars to fulfill. Hahn says he is waiting to hear from the Borough Assembly on whether to proceed with the FOIA process. As for the institutional controls agreement, the municipality still has not signed off on it, and neither has White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The railroad leases the ore terminal property from the municipality and subleases it to ADA. White Pass official Tyler Rose also met with DEC Monday. He says it was a productive meeting, but not all of his questions about the institutional controls have been answered.
Not in whole, no. I mean, I think all the way around, there needs to be a bit of a greater understanding.
Rose says the majority of the discussion centered on the need to clean up the contamination in the ore basin. The cleanup has been in limbo for about 8 months now. It was bundled into the Gateway Project, a plan to renovate and expand Skagway's port. But that plan was contingent on a lease renewal between Skagway and White Pass, which has control of much of the port until 2023. Since the contract was rejected in a public vote last fall, talks between the parties have stalled. Here's DEC's Halverson.
It really should have been cleaned up previously, and I guess we've kind of re-engaged and want to make sure that it gets done.
Halverson says DEC has not given the municipality or White Pass a deadline to complete the remediation, but he plans to try to set up a meeting with the ore terminal stakeholders to help things move along. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.